I don't know if it's because I was born that way or it's all the debates my dad enjoyed having me when I was a kid, but I grew up to have this very strong desire for a precision of language. I like it when I say something for it to be exactly what I mean to say. And that means when I come to church and I'm singing and I think about what I'm singing and I think to myself, is Jesus coming soon? Is that an okay thing to sing? Is the worst thing I can think of in this whole wide world being alone? Is that an okay thing to sing? And when I listen to the prayers and I listen to what people are saying to God, I think about what they're saying, and I, before I give my assent or give my amen, I think to myself if I agree with everything that they've said. And I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about it with relation to giving. We've been talking about giving for, I believe, Stan said 7.5 months. And I was thinking about that, and I started thinking about the prayers before the contribution. And one of the things I've heard since as long as I can remember is people will say that as we give back a portion to you, of course we're praying to God, so as we give back a portion to God. And I was thinking about that. I was thinking that's not really what we're doing. Because everything that we have is given to us by God, and everything that we have is God's. And all of it, we're just stewards of. So we're not really giving something back to Him at that point. We're purposing what we're giving to a particular set of purposes. And so as Stan mentioned, some of the things where we, of course, give to Chip Foster and to Dennis Scroggins and, of course, Stan. We have benevolent giving and we have the upkeep of the building. We've purposed to do that with that money. But it doesn't mean that that's the money that we've given back to God and the other is the money that we haven't given back to God. Because it's all God's. And I've heard the comparison, people say, you know, they saw somebody and they didn't give for several weeks in a row, but they've got a new big screen TV that they're going to watch the Super Bowl on. And that's a good comparison to make because it is a good thing to look at those priorities. But even if you were giving 10, 15, 20%, that doesn't make the buying the TV not a decision that is a religious decision. Just think about Romans 14, where they talked about eating meat or not eating meat. They said that these people ate meat unto the Lord, and these other people didn't eat meat unto the Lord. And it seems like a pretty trivial thing. Am I going to pick broccoli? Am I going to pick chicken? Whatever I'm picking, whatever I'm doing it unto the Lord. I'm doing it thinking about God, because those people that didn't eat the meat thought about God, and they thought that God wouldn't be pleased with that. And the people that were eating the meat should have been thinking before they did it, is this an okay thing with God? In both cases, they came to their conscience and they did it towards God. And as we dedicate ourselves to God, every decision we make is a religious decision. Every decision we make is a decision towards God, because everything is God's. And when I go out and I spend money on something, or when I go out and I spend time doing something, or when I go out and I spend my energy towards something, I should be thinking about God no matter what that something is. So, for instance, if I am giving, whatever, amply to the collection or to whatever, still when I go and look at a TV, I need to think to myself all the pros and cons. And I need to think about it with relation to God. I go out and I buy this new fancy TV. Well, how's that going to impact my life? Is that going to be a new focus in my life? Am I going to spend a lot more time watching that TV? Am I going to spend less time doing other things I might should do, studying or being with my family or doing whatever? There also could be positives. I know that all of us techie people tend to buy things that we use for multiple uses. Well, I buy a big old TV. That's my new big old monitor too. And so when I study on Eastward, now I can have 4 Bibles up instead of 2 Bibles up when I study. It's also something where we got the video games. Video games can be a great time waster, but they can also be something where I can spend a little time with my kids. And playing a video game or watching TV can also be relaxing, and it's important to relax. It's important to recharge yourself so that you've got the energy to go out and to be a good servant of God. So maybe buying a TV is not a horrible idea. I'm pretty sure everyone here has a TV. Buying a TV in and of itself is not a horrible idea necessarily. Maybe buying a $400 TV is a reasonable decision, and maybe buying a $1,500 one isn't, because there's not that much more benefit you're getting out of that compared to what you could be doing with the rest of that money. I guess the point I'm trying to make is, do we think about God all the time? Do we think about God all the time when we're making all the decisions that we make? You know what? Making a decision as simple as packing my lunch instead of eating at Whataburger can be a decision for God. Because I know that if I eat at Whataburger too much, I put on more weight, and I put on more weight, and I don't sleep as well, and I don't sleep as well, I don't have as much energy to serve God. So do we think about God when we make all the decisions that we make? And if we're putting God first, then we will. Everything is from God. Everything is for God. We talked about there in Corinthians where it says that they gave themselves first to God. And everything else flowed out of that. Everything else was natural after that. And we are stewards of our possessions. And so we should give of our possessions and give of our possessions to God. But we're called to give everything to God. Give of our time to God. Give of our energy to God. Give our love to God. Give our hearts to God.
Give me thy heart, says the Father above. No gifts or precious to
give our hearts to God. We are called to give our love to God. And what does that mean? We love God, we keep His commandments. And why do we love God? We love God because He first loved us. We love God because God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, so that whomever may believe on Him may have eternal life. Jesus gave, He gave His life. He gave so that we might have a home one day in heaven that we certainly don't deserve. And that's the call. It's a heavy call to give everything to God, but it's worth it. So if you need to come and give yourself to God to be baptized, to have your sins washed away by that sacrifice, by that thing given, give your life to God. Or if you've dedicated your life to God, but you haven't been thinking of God and you haven't been giving as you should, please come forward as we stand and sing the last two verses.